CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Western Cape police have made a second arrest following a smash-and-grab attack that left three MPs injured in Cape Town. Another teenager has been taken into custody.
Western Cape serious violent crime detectives have arrested a 16-year-old in the early hours of Wednesday morning. This brings to two the number of suspects arrested for the crime incident. The first one is under police guard in hospital after he was arrested on Tuesday evening.
Western Cape SAPS spokesperson Novella Patelwa says they're facing charges of attempted murder and attempted hijacking. Police Committee Chair Ian Cameron and two DA MPs were returning from an inspection at a SAPS training academy in Philippi yesterday when their car windows were smashed with bricks. Cameron received stitches after suffering dental injuries in the assault. His colleagues Nicholas Gottsell also needed treatment while Lisa Schickeling suffered a minor head injury. Now, a new digital safety tool is set to launch soon to help protect e-hailing drivers. The Metered Taxi and E-Hailing Association says it'll allow drivers to call for help when they feel threatened. Mtoko Zisiem Falasia from Ulundi was shot and his car torched in Soweto last week. The attack reportedly linked to ongoing taxi violence sparked outrage in the community. Speaking to the media yesterday, the association Sibongiseni Shange says they've teamed up with the private sector to roll out the tool to keep both drivers and passengers safe.
We need to have systems like what you call a digital Mbembe that we're going to be launching. It is a digital system that will work on your phone whereby in a space where you feel threatened, you can be able to press that button and communicate with anyone at any given time. As an operator, we'll communicate with operators around you. We'll also communicate with patrollers as well.
KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has praised community members for helping foil a planned revenge attack in Wentworth. Officers received information about a group that was allegedly plotting to kill the suspects, accused of gunning down two brothers outside a church in Meerbank on Saturday. They were attending their uncle's funeral and one of the men had just delivered a tribute. The motive behind the double murder is still unclear. Mkhwanazi says the revenge hit was meant to take place yesterday. He was speaking at a stakeholder engagement session with the Durban business community last night.
Through the member of the public who voluntarily sat and observed the suspects that were involved to pay revenge, and were successful in apprehending one of them in Wentworth, where we recovered him with two unlicensed handguns, with ammunition, a lot of guns, drugs, as well as money. And so the team is still interrogating to try and establish if he was going to pay revenge. Surely they know who committed the evil deed over the weekend. So we appreciate the role that the community plays in sharing the information to us.
And today is World Mosquito Day. Experts say this year's theme is accelerating the fight against malaria for a more equitable world. Medical entomologist Dr. Ashley Burke says mosquito-borne diseases kill more than 1 million people each year. She says while vaccines and medication are important, many diseases transmitted to humans through bites have no vaccines at all.
We investigate the lives of disease vectors, not because we admire them, but because understanding these vectors is the key to controlling them. Our work supports global health efforts, strengthens disease surveillance, and keeps vital control tools effective, studying disease-transmitting arthropods. To understand how they live, function, and spread pathogens is crucial for refining strategies to stop them.
Look at our lead story. Western Cape police have made a second arrest following a smash-and-grab attack that left three MPs injured in Cape Town. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.